Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everyone loves a good story. It's true. Not a boring story, but a good story. Not an incomplete story, but a good story. And good stories, a lot of times, they have the same sort of elements. You ever notice how a story begins? At the beginning of every story, there's something that always draws you in. It lets you know that there's a narrative that is about to unfold. Maybe it's the classic, Once Upon a Time. And you know that there's going to be a story that follows it, right? Or maybe it starts in the middle of the action, right? I took a right hook to the jaw. Well, how'd you get there, right? You want to know how the story goes. I did not take a right hook to the jaw. Okay. Or maybe it was, you know, it starts with the setting, you know, the day or the event that's going on. It was Christmas Day when the pastor joyfully entered the church. That sounds a lot like today. Even when we start a story in conversation, right, we have different ways we might start, right? Did you hear? Or when I was young, I had to hike uphill both ways through the snow to get to church. You know, or back in my day, or you know, maybe if you're sort of reminiscing with an old friend, you know, remember that time when we, and you know that there's going to be a story, there's going to be some sort of narrative that follows it. It turns our brains on and we want to listen. Well, today's reading from John does the exact same thing. It starts in the beginning. The beginning is a good place to start. And it makes us want to know what happens after the beginning. Who are the characters going to be? What is the conflict in this story? Do the good guys win in the end? Where's the rest? What else is coming? And how disappointing would it be if our story went like this? In the beginning was the end. That would stink. That'd be the worst story ever. But the truth is that all too often, that's how we treat Christmas. We love the lead up to Christmas. The carols, the cookies, the shopping, the gifts, the Christmas movies, even the Christmas Eve service itself. It's just part of the lead up to Christmas Day. It's as if we've just said, in the beginning, and then we pack up all the decorations, and it's over. Worst story ever. We like the joy, we like the merriment, we like the cute tiny baby Jesus and the visits from the angel, and we like the beginning of the story of salvation. But the beginning is just that. It's the beginning. And it's only a very small part of the story. There is still more to celebrate. Christmas isn't over, nor is our celebration of what Jesus has come to do. You see, in the gospel text for this morning, John tells us all about beginnings. He starts at the beginning of the created world, everything in it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John tells us all about how this Word, it existed in the very beginning. This is the beginning of what we understand. Because before the beginning, we have no way to fathom what that's even like. The truth is that we all have our own beginnings. And so beginnings come naturally to us. But for God, He has no beginning. But at a specific time, He decided He was going to create the beginning. And what it means is that this Word is 100% necessary for there to be any beginnings at all. This Word is 100% necessary for you to have a beginning. For the entirety of the universe would still be a giant sort of nothing emptiness without this Word. And we can't even fathom that either. I can picture blackness. I can picture something on an empty box, but I cannot picture what nothing is. It just doesn't make sense. And so we hear about how utterly important this word is. But for a moment, imagine if the story stopped there. In the beginning was the Word who made everything. The end. Again, a poor story. The story stinks. And so John has to go on to tell us about the darkness. The darkness that comes into this world. The darkness that we know is called sin. The darkness of pain and sickness and death. The darkness that so often seems to win in our world, that reigns and rules in our day and age. Especially when we hear about terrorist attacks in Berlin, murders in Chicago, thievery in New York. The darkness is a real problem in this story. And so as the story unfolds, we learn about how this darkness, it is this evil that needs to be overcome. And so the story must go on. In the beginning, this all-powerful Word spoke everything into existence, and the darkness of evil and sin comes in. And this darkness tries to destroy what God had created through the Word. Fast forward several thousand years, and here we are celebrating the birth of the Word, where the Word was wrapped in flesh and blood and became a human being. Yes, the very same powerful Word that created everything we know and see, and now somehow it is contained in a little tiny baby. This whole thing ushers in the second beginning in John. The beginning of the all-powerful Word walking on this earth as one of us. Living a life of perfection for you. And maybe on his birthday, he was simply laying around as a baby, but you get the picture. He was experiencing this life just as we all do, being a baby, being a person just like we all are. But imagine again if the story were to stop there. In the beginning was the Word that became flesh, that dwelt as the light among us who live in darkness. The end. Again, there's no conflict. It's still a poor story. Obviously, there is this evil entity. There is this good entity. But unless the evil and the good kind of lock horns in an epic battle of some type, unless there is some sort of climax to this story still stinks. It's no good. And so the story must continue. It must go on. And it does. In the beginning, the world was created through the Word. And the creatures broke the world by bringing sin into it. Sin and darkness was created by this disobedience to the Creator. And so the Word of creation became flesh and dwells with its creatures to overcome the darkness with light, to overcome death with life, to overcome sin with forgiveness. Only it comes at a great cost. You see, the darkness and the light, they square off, they battle, they fight. And just as Jesus' life began surrounded by the wood of a manger, his life would end by hanging from the wood of a cross. Just as he was wrapped in swaddling cloths as a baby, so his dead body would be wrapped in linens and placed into a tomb. And at this point in our story, it looks as if the darkness had won. As if sin had taken care of this light and this life who came into the world. But the Word, after 3 days, this Word who came flesh shows his real power. The true power over darkness and death and sin. And what does the Word do? But he picks up his life again. Jesus walks from the tomb on the third day, never to die again, to proclaim his victory over this darkness and sin and death once and for all. And so right as it seems that the darkness is going to win, the light shines through. What a wonderful story. A story of good overcoming evil, of light overcoming darkness, of life overcoming death. But the truth is that the story's not done yet. Because this is just a part of your story. You see, the story continues. The reason that this word created the world, the reason that this word became flesh and blood, the reason that he shed his blood on the cross and died for you, the reason he rose again, the reason is you. Because even before the world began, God knew your name. Yes, each and every one of you gathered here, God knows who you are. And Christmas is not the end of the story. Because you're still living yours. Good Friday is not the end of the story because you are still living yours. And nor is Easter Sunday because you are still living your story. And the truth is that there is still more to celebrate. Because the Word was made flesh and dwells with you. Even in the year 2016, as we continue into 2017, the Word comes to dwell with you. To give you life and light and hope in the midst of a world that is filled with darkness and sin and death. This word comes to you in your baptism to make you a promise of life everlasting. It comes to you in the Holy Supper to promise that your sins are forgiven. The word is coming to you even now into your ears to remind you that you are forgiven, that everything Jesus came to do, he did it for you. He comes to conquer your sin. He comes to conquer your death and your darkness. He gives you hope. Don't pack it up. Don't end the story. Even after today's over, don't stop celebrating Christmas. After the wrapping paper's thrown away and the decorations are packed up, don't stop celebrating Christmas. Because the Word becoming flesh is just the beginning. It's the beginning of God creating and perfecting faith in you. My friends, we'll continue to celebrate Jesus' life and light as we continue through the church year. Because we're not done yet. We're still going to go and we're going to celebrate Epiphany, meaning revelation and Jesus being revealed to us. We're going to celebrate Lent as he makes his journey to the cross. We're going to celebrate Good Friday and Easter. But for today, we're going to put that all on hold. For today, rejoice in Christmas. For your Savior comes to live and to die and to rise for you. Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your celebration. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.